IGN got the scoop that an Indiana Jones game is coming from Bethesda and Lucasfilm Games. Hold on to your Uncharted seats, because this is episode 7.10 of your daily dose of Pinoy gaming news. You're listening to Light Control.
IGN got first dibs on the announcement that Bethesda is going to continue the legacy of Indiana Jones games. Written by Joe Sprebles, the scoop goes like this. Machine Games, Wolfenstein, The New Order, and Wolfenstein, The New Colossus, and Bethesda are partnering with Lucasfilm Games on a standalone Indiana Jones game to be executive produced by Bethesda Game Studios director Todd Howard. Bethesda tweeted to say, quote, "A new Indiana Jones games with an original story is in development from our studio at Machine Games and will be executive produced by Todd Howard in collaboration with at Lucasfilm Games. It'll be some time before we have more to reveal, but we're very excited to share today's news," end quote. An original post from Bethesda on Twitter includes a video that shows the word Machine Games, a Lucasfilm Games logo, and the iconic hat and whip. A StarWars.com post explains that the teaser may hold some clues, but does explain that the game will be set at the height of the career of the famed adventurer. Aside from the company logos, the game will seemingly revolve in part around Vatican City, with a plane ticket to Rome dated for October 1937, and as IGN's Jordan Allman points out, a map including the Sistine Chapel spread out on the desk. No release date, genre, or platforms being given at the time of writing, but one thing is clear, Machine Games will have plenty of ideas for how Indy can dispatch Nazis.
Oh no, Nazis very relevant these days. Grabe. So if you guys don't know, this is recorded after a week after the January 6th incident, but you know, never mind. So no release date, obviously, because you know, Lucasfilm Games just got announced yesterday. As of time of recording, and we are recording at January 13, if you guys don't know, and no genre, so we don't know if this is an action adventure or who knows, it could be a turn-based JRPG. Itchulani Indiana Jones and turn-based JRPG.
That's gonna be something, bro. It's gonna be turn-based.
Okay, gotcha game na mobile. Diba? Gacha game. Or iba, platforms. Iba yun, ito yung interesting.
Pero, pag platform, parang Temple Run yan, bro.
Ay. So mobile, platforming game. Grabe. Hindi, may
pero,
platform.
Do you think, guys, na, no? Na first person siya, knowing na Bethesda siya. Kasi diba?
Tama, Machine Games nga, no?
Fallout. Yeah. Fallout, like Oblivion.
Hindi,
pero kasi parang
may third person naman yung Fallout 4. May third person din yung I'm trying to remember this Bethesda game na ano yun, third person.
Evil Within,
correct. Yes, tama.
Oh.
Yes. So hindi naman malayo sa third person.
Si Uncle Phillips really knows his horror games.
Yeah. Pero kasi parang I mean, this is an iconic character. This is Indiana Jones. This is Indy, a beloved character. Yeah. It's an injustice for you to not to see him always. Kasi imagine mo ha, parang napadaan ka lang and looking at someone playing this game, whether on PC or on console, you would want to see someone as iconic as Indy being played in a game, di ba? Parang ano ka ganyan, tatanong sa'yo, oh, Indiana Jones yan? Meron pala ganyang game? Bilhin nga ako, di ba?
Oo, lalo na parang stream, no?
yung mga ganong trend, no? Yeah, that's true.
Now, I mentioned about platforms, guys. Kasi if you guys don't know, or if you're living under a rock, last September was the announcement when Bethesda was acquired by Xbox or by Microsoft. For a whopping $60 billion? Tama ba? $60 billion, yes. So, yep. Yun ang problema. Is this going to be Xbox's Uncharted exclusive game?
Oh, ano?
Yeah, it may be. Since it's gonna be Bethesda. I'm probably gonna tie it up with Xbox.
Pero weird eh, walang mention anything of Xbox eh, dun sa article. Neither dun sa oh. ano sa mismo oh, well sa article nakalagay dito sa article ngayon actually na with Bethesda soon to be owned by Microsoft, it's not clear if this will be an Xbox exclusive timed or full, but it seems very likely that the game would launch into Game Pass with Microsoft looking for Bethesda games to be first, better or best on Xbox platforms. May duda ako dito. I think this deal happened even before the acquisition of Bethesda. Actually, totoo lang, hindi pa acquired talagang Bethesda by Microsoft. It's still in the process of acquisition. Wala pa talagang finality sa acquisition ng Bethesda. And my feeling ako, this has been in talks.
In the works.
Oh, in the works ever yeah. since the beginning of the year. Yeah. The year 2020. Kasi beginning of the year pa, last week lang yun. beginning of the year 2020. Yes.
Well, probably it was its way of like Lucas trying to veer away from EA, you know,
or them realizing that the biggest media franchise ever was Pokemon, relying mostly its revenues from video games. Imagine mo Star Wars sa talo ng Pokemon, di ba? Remember that discussion of ours sa isang podcast episode. Star Wars was like number 5 or number 4.
Uh-huh.
And then Pokemon is number 1. Number 2 is Hello Kitty. Number 3 was it Winnie the Pooh or was it ano? I can't exactly remember to be honest, but
I think Winnie the Pooh number 3.
Oh, number 3 Winnie the Pooh and then number 4 Star Wars. Dude, Winnie the Pooh defeated Star Wars.
Star Wars, I know, right? Star Wars is pop culture, diba?
Star Wars is like one of the biggest franchises ever and it never dies. So, ang ganda tanong nito, will EA still have a ticket to make their own Star Wars game?
Well, I hope not.
Hindi nga wala na eh.
Talaga?
Because parang feeling ko siya natin yung Lucas Arts, diba Lucas Film?
Yes. Ano
ba? Lucas Games ba yun?
Lucas Film Games.
Yung original
Lucas,
na...
Lucas Arts Multimedia eh.
Hindi. Lucas Film Games na siya ngayon, but during the 90s hanggang mga late 2000s, it was called Lucas Arts Interactive. Correct.
Yeah. Lucas Interactive. Because I remember X-Wing versus TIE Fighter.
Oh yon, yon, so, yon, tama.
I so loved that game, even though it crashed on my 4A60X.
Tsaka if you remember Rogue Squadron and also Grim Fandango.
The Force Awakens.
Monkey Island.
Of course.
Diba? Those are LucasArts games. So, malaking legacy ng LucasArts Interactive pala, sorry. LucasArts Interactive nung late 90s, early 90s, 90s. And even the entire 20s then. So, ngayon bumabalik sila kasi they saw the pandemic. Most probably they saw the pandemic and wanted to also cash into that to that video games dollars, obviously.
Although, one thing though I had in mind, sorry, just to inject, since diba kasi Lucas is now part of Disney, right?
Yeah.
So, would there be a possibility of us seeing, I don't know, maybe a crossover or something, since now Disney has a stake, or technically Disney has a stake with Microsoft. So, yeah, I don't know.
Crossover with what?
Maybe. Because
crossover with Kingdom Hearts.
Oh yes, exactly, bro. Exactly.
Oh my God.
I mean, di ba? Parang this guy's the limit.
That is good. Like, that is a good idea. Oh.
Yeah.
Kingdom Hearts is Square Enix, di ba?
Hindi, yeah. Pero may Square Enix at saka Disney collaboration yun.
Exactly. Plus, yung Square Enix-Disney collaboration, I've heard that there's a really, parang malaking porsyentuhan pa rin ni Disney with the deal. Eh. So, now we're talking about these companies again and all. Kasi, if you recall, Kingdom Hearts 3 had lesser Square characters.
Square Enix characters.
Oh, mas marami si Disney na characters because yun daw yung nangyari nun. Elsa and everybody else, the new girl. Diba? Kasi, like, if you played the PS2 games, like the first and the second, very well balanced eh. Dami mong na-miss out ngayon with Kingdom Hearts 3.
Meron pa ano?
No, what I was out...
Yung Pirates of the Caribbean. That was really pala. That was really stunning kasi almost like ano na siya.
Parang hyper-realistic na siya. Real...
Oh, oh yeah, hyper-realistic na siya.
Oh. What I was thinking, actually naisip ko to when we were talking about Halo Smash Brothers with our previous episode. And then nabanggit niyo na yan with the acquisition of with Lucas and all. At the top of my mind, bigla naisip ko, paano kung si Square magkaroon din siya ng all-star thing niya na parang Smash Brothers style? Style.
Just turn-based. I mean,
pwede, di ba?
Pwede.
Oh. Sorry, ah. Sorry, alam, sa turn-based na.
Why are we talking about kasi you posted that meme a while ago.
Oh, nga, I know. This morning, I posted that meme like, this morning about turn-based.
Yeah, yeah. You're really making us feel old, bro.
No, I'm just I know banking on the meme talaga kasi syempre a lot of people are still loyal to the turn-based mechanic. Pero kasi naman hindi yeah, naman siya ganun ka-immersive with saka, I mean I understand yung sa turn-based kasi it's like chess, it really feels like a game, di ba? And you take your time.
Yeah, ironically, I actually tried that sa yung isa sa mga modes ng FF7 remake, right? I mean, di ba? Yung classic, like yung turn, wait for a turn, focus on the ano. But it was like, come on, man. I mean, it's ang like bagal, super diba? Boring. Oh, dude. As in, wala eh. Siyempre, nasali ka na sa KH type of gameplay. So, Final Fantasy 15.
15.
So, weird. Yeah, it felt weird.
What about you guys? I sorry. Go, Phillips.
Si Jun. Yung sinabi na crossover ang iniisip ko. Did you mean na si Indiana Jones with Nathan Drake and sino si Tomb Raider?
No,
si
Lara Croft.
It's not never gonna happen.
Yeah, because Sony, Uncharted is Sony, so it's impossible.
No, no, right? it's not only that. They are competing brands of the same genre.
Exactly, competing brands. Yeah, true. So it's gonna feel weird though if we have all the those, you know, same ano sila, 'di ba? Mga like Raiders or parang mga
Oo, at saka pareho kasi
OG eh.
Yeah. Pareho kasi if you remember the old Uncharted games, they are mystical as well, not only as action, ano, parang action popcorn game. Mystical, may mysticism din siya kasi may mga magic, may mga monsters, 'di ba? Just like your regular Indiana Jones, and also, not to mention Tomb Raider din, ganun na ganun. So, parang if you're gonna put them together, mas makikita sino ba talaga ang mukhang knockoff dito.
Exactly.
Kaso nga lang, iba pa kayong mga kabataan ngayon eh. Sabihin nila, knock-off si Dr.
Si
Jones.
Indiana Jones.
Dahil Uncharted, Jones. Lara Croft.
That actually is true. Kasi hindi pa siya pinapangalak nung lumabas yung Indiana Jones eh.
Exactly.
Although may crystal skull, pero hindi naman siya ganun ka, ano na ba, millennials.
But if you think about it, Indiana Jones is actually very similar to Nathan Drake. Yung quips niya, yung personality niya, charm niya. Oh, very very witty kasi si Indiana Jones. Saka very dry yung humor niya. Although hindi masyadong dry si Nathan Drake. Medyo mas parang dorky comedy siya.
Tama.
Yan. So,
saka yung kakaiba ni Nathan Drake saka ni Indiana Jones is the uses of guns, di ba?
Pareho sila nag-use yung guns.
Yeah, I think pareho naman.
No, I think Indiana Jones's character doesn't like using guns, I think.
No, not at all. There was this scene on the first game where he was actually, there was a duel dapat between like, a guy with a Chris, tapos he was like doing this. Do I remember that scene?
Oo,
tapos imbis na makipaglaban siya, binaril niya na lang yung may sword. Si Raul.
And what I'm thinking actually, June, is more of like gonna be a crossover. Like, imagine you're gonna see Indiana Jones, originally played by Harrison Ford, have a crossover between Han Solo, played by the same guy. Mga ganun ba? Like, this is Star Wars, and then, you know.
Pinagod nyo naman yung matanda, kayo naman. Doblin.
I think hindi naman siguro na mag-motion capture si Harrison Ford.
And. Anyway, sorry, just me.
But I think wishful. What June was saying kanina, mas parang medyo Rambo type si Nathan Drake compared to Indiana Jones.
Indiana.
Yeah.
Tsaka syempre oldies eh. Hindi pa ganun ka rowdy yung character back in the days.
We're also forgetting that Lucasfilms is not only just Star Wars. You also have Indiana Jones and you also have E.T.? Yes, and then
E.T. Yeah.
No. E.T. is a different it's a different IP. Si ano siya eh, Steven Spielberg yun eh. I remember it's Paramount, tama ba? And then meron si may ginawa Amblin, yung Duck.
Amblin. Yeah.
Oh, Amblin. Hindi, wala pang Amblin nung time na yon. Amblin was just 1990s lang eh.
Pero yung logo ni Amblin ni Makay.
Alala niyo ba yung Duck?
Kay E.T.
Nalala niyo ba yung Duck sa Marvel Universe?
Yung Detective Duck? Howard the Duck.
Howard the Duck, yun. Lucasfilms yun. That's like the worst movie ever na ginawa, dinirect ni George Lucas.
George Lucas? Mm-hmm. Seryoso?
Oh, Howard the Duck.
Kaya pala biglang, okay. So hindi siya Marvel originally.
Marvel Lucas talaga siya. Marvel comic talaga siya.
Marvel siya.
Marvel talaga siya. Okay. In-adapt lang ni George Lucas under the Lucasfilms. Yes.
Okay.
So, yun lang. Imagine mo magkaroon ng Howard the Duck game. Wala rin. Parang walang kwenta. kasi detective si Howard the Duck, di ba?
Yeah.
So,
it's gonna be like dark. Lucasfilms pala rin si Ewoks.
Ewoks? Hindi, pero Star Wars pa rin yun.
Yeah.
Star Wars pa rin yun.
Nagsimula kayo sa Star Wars,
Pero originally, cartoons talaga sila. Parang in-add lang yata si Star Wars eh. Diba?
Yeah.
Alam ko, it's the other way around yata. Nagsimula talaga sila sa Star Wars. Kaya tapos ginawan sila ng sarili na.
Ito lang pinagtataka ko.
Ganun ba? So Star Wars sila nag-origin. Okay.
Hindi ako sure. Pero yun ang pagkaalam ko. Baka maala.
Ito yung pinagtataka ko. Is this like a move that's kind of similar to PlayStation Studios? Wherein hindi mo kailangan necessarily maging first party studio para gumawa ng isang PlayStation Studio game kasi dito they contracted Bethesda to work on this game na Indiana Jones. So you think it's an attempt to actually battle PlayStation Studios head on? Hindi PlayStation the entire business, the console business, the game studios business. Because if you remember, PlayStation Studios is now also catering on PC.
PC?
Oh, Horizon Zero Dawn. You have Death Stranding.
Death Stranding.
Oh, and the three games.
Quantic Dream.
So Quantic Dream games, which is Heavy Rain. And then Beyond Two Souls and also Detroit Become Human.
Do you mean that these IPs since PlayStation Studios, right? But they're a different developer, right? They're not
first
party developers.
They're called second party developers. So, like Insomniac before.
Yeah, yep. But thing is, I'm thinking, isn't it because kaya sila nagkaroon sa PC is sorry for the technicalities. I know it's out of the topic, but because the contractor exclusivity deal with Sony ended, that's why they ported to the PC. Or is it because Sony is now going for?
Ito yung weird kasi. It was published by Level, and then not Level, something 5. Hindi ko maalala kung ano yung pangalan. Pero may isang publisher na nag-publish sa PC. But it's still under PlayStation, the PlayStation brand or the Sony Interactive Entertainment brand. Kasi when you boot up that's trending on PC. Ando pa rin Sony Interactive Entertainment. Also, yung ito yung pinaka pure yung talaga yung Horizon Zero Dawn, all the way Sony yung branding niya.
Hindi ba si pero si Guerrilla yata is because it's Guerrilla Studios.
First party si Guerrilla talaga.
First party na sa Sony.
Imagine God of War no na sa PC.
That's Stranding. Weird. That's weird. Yeah, Death Stranding is okay. All right, gotcha.
This episode is brought to you by ECPC. Don't complicate your first PC build. Chillax. Take it easy at ECPC. Rack Gears. Rap Gears is the only gaming gear company in the Philippines with dedicated gaming user interface research and development. You can get your gaming gears online by visiting their website at rap.ph or checking their Facebook page at facebook.com/rap.ph. Rap Gears, kalidad kisig kasarinlan. Game Express. Game Express is the first and only store in the Philippines that offer pre-order with no deposit fee. No more waiting in line. The games you love will come straight to you. Free crash on delivery nationwide. Find them at Facebook by searching Game Express.